Dear God, we thank you today. Lord, just continue to soften our hearts this morning. We appreciate that wondrous Son, that wondrous name, where we're healed. God, we're restored. And oh, thank you for that wondrous name of Jesus. Now, Lord, allow us just to glean the wondrous love that you have here for us today. May we rightfully divide your word of truth. May we know that we're standing in the presence of the King. God, could it even be that before we open our eyes that we would be actually looking into your sweet face? Not just seeing you in the eyes of one another, but hallelujah, to see you. Lord, let it be a desire that just grows in more fervent fire this morning. That we would be people that please your Father. How he will look out at that day and say, oh, I'm so thankful. The pearl is home and my son, praise God, has his wife. Thank you, Jesus, for it. Make it real to us. May the Holy Spirit just anoint us. Quicken our hearts in you today. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you. Oh, could it have been? But he still might come yet before we're finished today. Well, we're going to take a reprieve, brothers and sisters, from Daniel. And God willing, we might be back there next week if he tarry. But we're going to rejoice in the faith and love in our dear sisters this morning. Because today our country is celebrating Mother's Day. And I'm thankful they celebrate Mother's Day. If there was ever something truly to celebrate for their contribution to society or a contribution to this country, contribution to mankind, it's a mom. And especially a godly mom. Hallelujah for a godly mom. And I want us to think about, well, first of all, none of us would be here without a mom. That's right. Much testing as they're doing, it still requires a mom. God help them. I don't know why they want to get away from that, but see, that's where old man gets so confused. But I'll go a little bit further with that. You think about most of us, I'm sure, wouldn't be sitting here today in a church without the nurturing and the encouragement of a godly mother. And I'm hopeful that God will help us to even be more thankful for godly sisters. And as the Lord was bringing forth this study to my heart, I have to tell you how it blessed me, how it just overwhelmed me in blessing to really understand even more clearly the sweet spirit that rests in the women of God. I'm not trying to build points here today. I hope you understand that, brothers. I'm just telling you like it is. I got into this study with the Lord, and I'm telling you, I read in this wonderful Word of God, it's the ladies that truly are the stalwarts of faith in many ways. Oh, yes. I read in this, and I'm telling you again that the love that God has placed in my dear sisters, it stirs a boldness in my heart. Absolutely. I hope that we understand that we're the family of God. And even when our natural family has exciting things going on, when we're in rightful love with our brothers and sisters in the natural, when things happen that we would say were good for them, or they received a new job, or they, I just was one that graduated from college, that we all rejoice. There's a thankfulness to God. Now, how much more for our eternal body and our brothers and sisters in Christ? And how I just rejoice how any of us start growing in grace and knowledge and in that love of Him and that fervent love. And I am going to tell you something. That lady's Bible study has so blessed this meeting. I hope you know that. Brothers, I hope that we're taking from that such wondrous blessing. I'm telling you, I'll take all the fringe benefit from the Lord I can get. And I'm understanding if I'll just open my heart and love, I'm going to receive multiplied the manifold blessings of God from His people. Absolutely. Don't need to just be selfish. Oh, I got to have it here. I want to see it everywhere by the grace of God. And it blesses me. I don't know if I'm part of you and you're part of me. Whether we like it or not, we're one in Christ. Oh, yeah. You're one. You can try to kick against it. You can try to fight. You can try to find all the reasons you want to divide yourself. It's not going to work. You're one in Him. Praise the Lord. But as I look at this, really, there's a boldness that truly is stirred in my heart for this. And I want us to open up our Bibles today in the 15th chapter of Mark. And I think there's three examples here today that so magnify this wonderful blessing that is in the hearts of godly women. And this text, as we start reading, is the most precious time to man. This is the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so thankful to God that He has put this so evidently in this text. And we'll start reading from the 37th verse of the 15th chapter. That's Mark 15, 37. And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And when the centurion which stood over against him saw that he so cried out and gave up the ghost, he said, truly this man was the Son of God. There were also women looking on afar off, among whom was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James, and Les, and of Joseph, and Salome, who also, when he was in Galilee, followed him and ministered unto him, and many other women which came up with him unto Jerusalem. We're going to stop there for a moment. Women, the last at the scene of the cross. Did you know that? It was the women that were the last at the scene of the cross. They wouldn't leave. They were not ashamed. They weren't bashful. They were not afraid. As I read this, I get a sense of a love and a longing that could not bear to separate. There was a heart there that could not bear to separate from Jesus Christ. Let's pay attention today. Praise God. You look into this, what we just read as well too here. They ministered unto the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ Himself. They saw to His needs. They took care of Him. They comforted Him. These sisters were truly the disciples of Christ. Huh? Oh yes, they were. Amen. Praise God, the word vessel comes to mind. And do you remember when we studied the word vessel? It means adding or contributing to the usefulness of her husband. Truly vessels. I appreciate the Word of God. See, the Bride of Christ is all over this. You know, you just open your heart, you allow the Spirit to speak to us, and it's all in here. And I'm so glad today, though, that the Lord has put this heart truly in godly moms. It resides there. I think of the care, the concern, the continuing hope, a willingness to fight for her children. They rise up and call her blessed. I've got a mom back there. And I'm telling you, you touch her cubs and Mama Bear is coming. No, it's there. It truly is. And it didn't matter how dire the circumstance was. She just loved. And she loved with that godly love. And I thank Him for that. That, again, the treasure that lies within the hearts of these women. So here, last at the cross. Now let's go over to chapter 16 here in Mark. Start picking it up here from verse 1. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint Him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? Now we'll stop there for a moment. So not only was it last at the cross, it was first at the tomb. How'd these women get in there like that? Huh? Faith. Praise God. Love. I'm just so grateful to God. See, it wasn't out of curiosity. Notice what it said there in the first verse. They had arms that were full of anointing spices. Yeah. You kind of get the sense of the Holy Spirit just shedding the love of God abroad in those hearts. Didn't care about anything else. They were just coming on in. They were coming forth. Praise God. They hadn't realized that He had risen, but they cared so much. And they loved His body so much. Listen to that. They loved His body. And we love His body today. See, this is the body of Christ. If you're a believer, if you're a child of the King, you're His body. We're His body. Are we in love with that body? Are we anointing Him today? Are we loving that body? Are we not afraid to bring forth the spices even in the presence of death. Huh? Think about these courageous women. Are we not afraid to bring forth the praises even in the sight of doom and gloom? Hmm? Brothers, sometimes we need to really pay attention to where the heart of God is lying amongst us. You know, oftentimes we think, well, we'll handle it and we'll take it. So thankful for godly women in my life. Whether it was a godly mom or a godly grandma, godly wife. Oh, I got to just get down and pray for that man. He's going into that man again. Brothers, you know what I'm talking about. They've got a spirit that I'm starting to see that allows them maybe to let go a little easier than us. Maybe a spirit, brothers, that says, you know what, I surrender, Lord. You know, I can't get it done. You know, it's not all about my strength. It's not all about my might. It's not all about my ego. I'm standing in the presence of a miracle. I'm starting to see my life transform into something that's surrendering to Him. Something in the sweetest way. Something only a bride can do. Hallelujah. See how far we've got to go. But yet He can bring us there, can He? Amen. Oh yeah, He can. I'm telling you, there was a burden, great burden upon my heart on Friday. As I got up here and I prayed. So thankful the Lord brought me to it. He said, son, you got to pray for more faith. He said, son, you got to pray to decrease more in your life. And you got to pray for these people to continue to decrease so that you can increase in our life. That you would take control of this, Lord. That, Lord, we're so on the cusp of the greatness that you're coming, Lord. You're coming, praise God, with the trump of the archangel. It could come at any moment. And I want to be ready. And my heart is in tune. I want you to be ready. I want us to be singing and magnifying God. And as He appears, we're going to appear in likeness of glory with Him. And I think, oh, how mighty. God, help us not to miss that. Help us to set our affections on the things above. Help us to let go of all these things that are weighing us down. And especially that sin that so easily besets us, that unbelief. Oh, praise God. Help us from ourselves. But I look at these dear sisters, and yes, they went in to anoint Him. They went in the presence of death. They went in the presence of doom and gloom. And I'll ask you, where were His disciples? I'm talking about the 11 fellas. Come on now. Yeah, you know where almighty Peter and all of those different ones were. They were a little bit fearful. Oh yeah. Word of God tells us they were afraid. They're having a hard time. Their Lord was just taken and crucified. But you know, it even goes further than that. I won't touch on it, but mark the 14th verse. It says there that they were in unbelief and in hardness in their hearts. That's what unbelief does, brothers and sisters. It hardens our heart. They're in the presence of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ Himself for those 3 years, and it hadn't even been 3 days. And they were in utter defeat, weren't they? He told them, I'm going to rise again. They're going to try to destroy this body, but in 3 days, the Lord's going to raise it up. Right. Don't fear. I'm understanding why Jesus really was crying those great sweat drops of blood in the garden. He knew their unbelief. He knew that they wouldn't be looking. And He's crying out today to us, be looking. Hallelujah. Be looking. I'm coming. He's coming. He hadn't forgotten you. I'm telling you. Don't listen to this old world. Like the Word of God tells you when they tell you, where is your Jesus? Oh, He's just dead and gone. It was a fantasy. He told you very clearly in His Word, a day is like 1,000 years and 1,000 years is a day. Don't listen to that stupidity. that vile wickedness that's out there. They're trying to take God out of everything. Well, let me tell you something. By Him, all things consist and hold together. Even you, old devil. See, you got to understand that this is God. People hear that statement and they said, how could you say that? How could I not say it? It's the Word of God. And I rejoice in that. You talk about having somebody on a chain and that can't do anything that you don't allow them to do. That's the God I want. I don't want a devil that's just got free will to do His pleasure. He's only going to allow Him to tempt me exactly as He needs Him to tempt me. And I'm understanding that those are the before ordained good works, that I should walk in them. That He devised and developed and created one that was just the one that would get out there and tempt me free of charge. Oh, I'll go out there to try to defeat Him here today. Oh, you want me to try to defeat Him here tomorrow? What do you got for me? Oh, I'll get Him this time. Oh, let me at that Job, he said, didn't he? You've just protected Him so much. I'm going to take it all down. I'm going to take His family. I'm going to take His health. I'm going to take all His riches. And he's going to curse you, God. And God said, no. I see a heart in that dear vessel. And I saw it in ages past. And I'm not going to allow you to test Him beyond what He can bear. And you're sitting there today and you may think that God has given you something that's testing you beyond what you can bear. He hasn't. And I'm telling you, I'm knowing it myself. And I got to saying, Lord, this is beyond something. And He said, oh no, be still. Know that I'm God. I'm bringing you something, son. That the only way that you're ever going to see the fullness of God absolutely reign in your life, it's got to be this way. It's got to be this way. And you know that, brother? He got to the point. He said, though He slay me, will I trust Him? Why don't you just curse God and die? His dear wife said to him. Hope, though He slay me, will I trust Him? I want that kind of faith, sister, I do. I want it. I want it more than anything. Not for me. I want it for Him. This is His work. I'm His workmanship. I want to magnify God. I want to love Him because He loves me so much. I want Him to work in my life to become the mature man of God that He wants me to be because He loves me. That's the motivating factor. I don't do it because I want to find acceptance to Him. Shoot, I'm already accepted into the throne room with His Father. I call Him Dad just like He calls Him Dad. I cry to Him and He hears me just like He hears His Son sitting on the right hand of Him. Because you know why? I'm seated right there with Him. Now I understand that I'm accepted and I'm redeemed and I'm righteous and I'm holy. Now all He wants me to do is to grow in it. He just wants me to get in there and say, Lord, this is so good. It's so beyond. It's got to be God. And that's if there was a God and you could make it any way that it could ever be, that's the way I wanted Him. Absolutely for me. Completely 100% back in me. And everything that I could ever want, every provision to ever get through anything in my life, He provided it. Oh my, what provision. But you know, brothers, I'm going to tell you something. These 11 fellows, there was nowhere to find them. They were gone. And we can say that they were afraid, and we can say a lot of things. But you know, I look at that unbelief and hardness that was in their heart, and it brings to mind, brothers, a lot of times we got a lot of pride. Oh, you're thinking, man, I wish I was a mom today. Well, some of the brothers were saying, you know, well, do I have to show up? I thought this was for mothers. Oh, here you go. Happy Brother's Day. Now come on. I'm just speaking of stuff I know. I live it. But see, we've got pride and ego. A lot of times, brothers, we think that we've made decisions and, well, we got to stick with them. Even though I'm absolutely dead wrong, I'm just going to stay with it because, you know, I would seem weak if I admitted my fault. I'd be kind of weak if I had to get on my knees and I said, you know, Lord, forgive me. I know you've already forgiven me. But you know what? Give me godly sorrow today. Let me get over myself. And let me just love Jesus. See, that's what these sisters did. That's why they were there at the tomb. That's why they lingered at the cross. They simply loved Jesus. They just opened their heart and said, I love you, Lord. And brothers, that same offering is to us. I love you, Lord. Perfect love casts out all fear. Hallelujah. Fear of being wrong. Fear of being seen maybe by my children all these years as being weak. No, that's the strength of God when we come before Him and say, you know what, Lord? I've been wrong. I've missed it. I've wasted it. I've been prideful. Don't let me miss it. I want them to see Jesus in their daddy's eyes. I do. Greatest gift I could give my children. My dad was tender towards the things of God. My dad could cry before the Lord. My dad could praise Him with his lips. Brothers, we got to get after it. He's after us. What do you think?
Amen.
He's dealing. You going to receive it? But see, those dear sisters, they were going in and going on. I love this verse. They were troubled on every side, but they weren't distressed. They were perplexed, but not in despair. They were persecuted, but they weren't forsaken.
Hallelujah.
Cast down, but they weren't destroyed. They were going after Jesus. I love it. I'm sorry, I get a grin on my face to think of the 11 there sitting. And you know how worry does, don't you? It just magnifies the worry that it's looking at. And then it magnifies and it's like worry keeps trumping worry. I felt sorry for those brothers. But I sure was glorying in my dear sisters. God, give me that heart to go forward. Oh, yeah. See, faith and love was going on. It was testimony of the strength of God and what it can do in our lives. And it was there before Him. And I thank God for these sisters that believed in Him so. Okay, let's hurry along. Here's the last one. Continue reading from verse 4 in the 16th chapter. And when they looked, they saw the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment. And they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, be not affrighted, ye seek Jesus of Nazareth. Isn't that wonderful? See, they were seeking Jesus. There's the key. Which was crucified. He is risen. He's not here. Behold, the place where they laid Him. But go your way. Tell His disciples and Peter that He goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see Him as He said unto you. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Now when Jesus was risen early, the first day of the week, He appeared first to Mary Magdalene. Huh? We got to go over to John 20. I want you to read it in another light here too. Let's go over to John 20. See, He kept this stewing even from Easter Sunday. Wasn't that something? All right. Chapter 20, let's start reading from verse 11. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre. And seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid Him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing Him to be the gardener, saith unto Him, sir, if thou have borne Him hence, tell me where thou hast laid Him, and I will take Him away. Oh, she wanted to see His body, didn't she? Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto Him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? So here we go. Last at the cross, first at the tomb, and He appears first to a woman. My, oh my. Brothers, I think He's trying to tell us something. He is. Something about a heart. And ladies, yep, I do think you maybe have a leg up on us. And brothers, it really is. It's so simple. That just, you just love Jesus. Just love to see Him. Simply love Him. I appreciate these dear sisters. They yearned to see Him. They stood by. They continued in faith. They were comforted in the Word. When the words were spoken, He is risen, she believed it. You read on in this story, and I'm going to tell you something. Those brothers, they heard He is risen, and they heard it. And that was the Word of God. And they still didn't believe. They were still caught in their unbelief. Every single one of them. But they believed when He said, He is risen. And He appeared to her first. There's something about that that's real exciting. I hope it really is gripping your heart. I hope you see something here. I'm hoping this is starting to sound familiar. It's kind of like a little trumpet tingling in your ear a little bit. And what it is here, brothers and sisters, is it's a type and a shadow. Such a wondrous one. Praise God. You know, God is always on the throne stirring up our hearts, isn't He? The high calling of God in Christ Jesus' message, it's everywhere in here. It's everywhere. God will continue to reveal it to us, brothers and sisters. And I appreciate the testimony of God that's living in these sisters, that's living in many lives in here today as well, too. And how it blesses us, brothers, I tell you. How He appears first to those that are staying with the stuff. How He appears first to those that are loving the body. And loving to be around it and are seeking it, praise God. How He will appear first to those that are patiently waiting the soon appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, I had somebody say to me one time, well, how could we all see Him first then? Well, not everybody's going to see Him first anyways. But you have to remember, this is one body that sees Him. And I so am so thankful to think that here was this dear sister who sought Him, who believed the Word of God, who loved His appearing. And He appeared to her first. You get on down the food chain and there was Brother Thomas. And what did he say? Oh, first of all, he never believed it. And he said, until I put my fingers in the holes in his hands and thrust my hand into his side, then I'll believe. You have that kind of faith? He'll abide faithful still. But He's not going to appear to you first. He's not. Look at the story. It's all over it, isn't it? Praise God, it's just faith. It's believing that, you know, when He said, if you'll love my appearing, I'm telling you something. I'm going to appear. And you're going to meet me in the air if you have that kind of love in your heart. Hallelujah. I don't want to be like a Thomas. I don't. I appreciate that brother's going to have a sweet reward. But you know what? Because there was unbelief in that heart, because there wasn't a perfected longing and loving to see Him, you're not going to see Him first. God has given you that message. God has given you that message through dear sisters, and I appreciate that so much. And I think that the Lord is so magnificently telling us today, it's just to surrender. It's having a heart that's not inhibited to praise God, brothers. It's being a vessel that's not shy to cry. It's being a vessel that, praise God, that I'm willing to cry out to Jesus and to say, I love You, Lord. What do You want me to be? What do You want to be in my life? And I'll guarantee you, it's tenderness. It's breaking up the fallow ground. Come on. We're talking about the bride of Christ. The high calling message, brothers and sisters. And it's here for us. This is His purpose in this age. Is for you to see Him first. To have that kind of heart that desires Him. So as we close it up today, you've heard me say it before. What will it be? At the end of it all, will you say, I'm glad I did? Oh, I think that's so mighty. I'm glad I did. Lord, I'm glad when you gave me this opportunity to see you first, that you meant it. Not about being first in line, but no, just being your bride. Just being with you. Not being away from you one moment longer than I had to be. That I just came in and saw your sweet face. Or is it going to be, I wish I had? Because I'm sure in Thomas's heart he said, oh, I wish I had. I wish I would have believed him more. I wish I would have listened when Jesus Christ spoke those words to me. I'm coming again. I'm coming for you. I'm going to appear as a thief in the night. Be ready. Don't be looking off. Don't be distracted by the things of this life. Be looking to me. I'm about ready to come. He's about ready to come, brothers and sisters. He's on the wing. He's about ready to come and to take his bride away. And she's going to be gone. And I'm going to tell you, she's going to be so gone. And if God forbid any of us are here after listening and having God plead with you, it will be a time that will have such great sorrow in your life to know that you missed a moment longer that you didn't have to be away from Jesus. And that's the truth. You want to see Him today? Oh, I want to see Him today. I want Him to come and take us today. If it be His will, I want Him come to take us today. And you know what a Mother's Day that would be. What a Father's Day that would be, wouldn't it? As God would look upon it and say, she's home. She's home, honey. She's home. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, we thank You again. We praise You with our lips. Lord, help us to take this in. Lord, there's a lot of fighting going on. We know that creation is groaning right now for the manifestation of the sons of God. And when he that hindereth is taken out of the way, it's going to break loose. But thank you that you protect us, Lord. Let these people have a peace today, a peace and a rest in your love that you're for us this morning. Allow these mothers to rejoice in their children today. Allow the daddies to rejoice in moms that love the Lord. Let them get past any wickedness that would be fighting their homes this morning. I pray for every home here today. God, come in. You're the healer. And by that wonderful stripe, when you took that death for all of us and became sin, Lord, we are healed. What harmony you want to put in homes. God, let homes today not be divided against themselves. Lord, let them be of singleness of mind, and that be the mind of Christ. What a beautiful life it can be when we turn to Jesus. And it's in that name we pray. Amen.